A word for you from Luke 22, from verse 41. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Then verse 45, the beginning, it says, And when he rose from prayer, he came to his disciples. Here we find Jesus resolved. It wasn't easy for him. That is why there was this great struggle in prayer. He knew from the beginning of his ministry what he had been called to do. He knew that his ministry was not just to teach the people, to call disciples, to perform miracles. His real calling was to lay down his life for his sheep. That's why Jesus said, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, not the hireling. And here Jesus portrays nothing of the hireling, but it is his human nature. Remember that he was not only the Son of God, but also the Son of Man. And thus it was that when he prayed in the garden, he struggled with the Father, wanting the cup to be removed from him. And yet he said, Not my will, but yours be done. Then he was strengthened by the angel, and he continued in this agony, so much so that his sweat was as great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And then he rose up from prayer, and he came to his disciples. At that moment when he rose up and came to his disciples, the whole matter was fully resolved. You see, Jesus was never to have his life taken from him. He was to lay his life down. It was a commitment of his will. It was a resolution between him and the Father, helped by the Holy Spirit. It was God himself laying his life down for sinners. Yes, for you and for me. Watandazu Jesu wazi watuluga amatonsiwekazi genga yako genga yami. Remember that when we take the cup, we can say, Father, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you were willing to drink the cup of my sins to save me.